Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I'm your host, Raji Love. Yes, I am. And I'm joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Raji Love.
What's going on this morning, girl?
I'm out and about to get ready for some church.
All right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let the Lord say. Yeah, I should get in here. That's what he said.
All right. Putting all my government on the air.
Okay. Well, that's what the Lord do, girl. He know your name.
Okay. And I got some tea for you today, Roger Love.
Well, all righty then, and junk and stuff. But, girl, you know, I feel that it is only fit that I try to contribute a little bit, at least, to this show today, considering that yesterday just did not flow well at all. And if y'all actually clicked on that episode and heard that show, I apologize. That's all I can do. I can just only give you my deepest and sincerest apologies because it was a horrible train wreck in the East. But today, girl, you know, I did confirm and see that there was a Miss Simone on the Married to Medicine promo, girl.
Okay.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. So hopefully, if they're doing right, that means that she will be on the show. So, you know, I'm like, okay, that makes me feel so much better. I really do. Then there was also somebody that they showed that was also in the spa where they were that I think Jackie had got pissed off with everybody, and they had blonde hair. Now, you know, with blonde hair, girl, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the white girl, child. It could just be somebody black with a wig on. So that might have been Mariah.
Oh, you could be Nene. Oh.
Well, no, it was long. It was longer than that, yes. So I was like, all right now, okay. So somebody up in there with blonde on. But again, like I said, it might have been Mariah. Who knows? But anyhow, so yes, Miss Simone will be back on with Married to Medicine, at least from what I can tell. So, you know, if nobody else confirmed it, then you heard it here first. Okay. Oh, my goodness, girl. And Oprah, she has told people in the media. Well, I guess she said it in the media because it's posted on Facebook and, it, you know, I saw it on AOL, too, where Oprah said, you know, you don't have to like her. She might not be coming to your house. But America, don't be stupid. That's what I heard in that whole thing that she said, you know. So I'm like, well, all right, then, and junk and stuff. Oprah said it, y'all. Don't be no fool. Don't be talking about voting for Donald Trump and spite of everything else that's going on, child. I'm like, no, ma'am. I mean, 2016 was already bad enough. You know what I'm saying? With all the people just up and just, you know, going over to the other side, honey. It's just like, yeah, we don't need Donald Trump to run, you know, mow people into the grave. No, we do not. We do not. Miss Kiki?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm like, girl, you need to stop doing that, child. You in this phone. Be scaring me sometimes. I'm like, oh, child, did she just hit the phone by mistake and hung up on everybody? But, yes, girl, but you know what? And I feel like it's only right that we do a birthday wish redo. A birthday shout-out redo because that yesterday, like I said, it was just one of those things that just, wasn't right at all. So I'm going to start over this again because, you know, it would just be only right to do. Now, I must say a happy birthday for yesterday again because it was yesterday that it was Mr. Otis Spears' birthday. Yes, it was on the 22nd. And today is not the 22nd. So, you know, I just had to say that again because that would just be the fairest thing to do. So happy birthday to you, Mr. Otis Spears. Now, coming up on Wednesday, as I did say yesterday, my brother, I'm going to say it again today. October the 26th, Miss Natasha Chapman, is her birthday. Yes, yes. hopefully she's going to be somewhere enjoying herself and, you know, having herself a nice little old time. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, well, you know what? I can tell you about this one on Saturday. So, yeah. Okay. That's what I'm going to do, but I'm going to just say happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, y'all.
So, Miss Kiki.
Yes.
Go on, let her have, girl. Let her have.
Oh, my birthday wishes for this week. Miss Joanne Strong, her birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Joanne.
All right, there.
Then on Tuesday is the twins' birthday, Renisha, and I don't know her twin name, Foxworth, October 25th. She turns 30. No, you don't, girl. She just got a high school. Just wrong, I tell you, just wrong.
Yeah, I'm just screwing that line.
She's just screwing in there, and I almost caught it. Okay.
See?
On Wednesday, October 26th, I have LaDawn Jordan. I have also on that same day, Terrence Wilcox. And LaDawn turns 45. I was about to lie on you, LaDawn. LaDawn turns 45, and Terrence turns 40. Lordy, lordy, Terrence, you made that big 40.
That might be why that name sounds familiar. Did he go to John Errett?
He was at John Errett. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay. I'm like, that name sounds familiar. It really does. Okay.
Yes. And that's my birthday wishes. But wait a minute. It was, this one's about to hit my car. Hold on. It was a Sister Brother radio station. It was called WAAF station. That was also one of my Facebook friends whose birthday is today. So shout out to the radio station and happy birthday, y'all.
All right, now, girl.
Yes.
I'm y'all on the radio, honey. We's on the internet. Say what? Say what? Maybe we could cross over sometimes. Then.
No, they're internet radio, too. They're internet radio, too.
Oh, okay. Well, then, hey, that's how we do that there. Okay.
Yes, yes.
All righty then, and junk and stuff. Now, girl.
You ready for my tea?
I'm ready for some tea here, yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, I got the surprise tea first, and then I'll give you, you know, the other stuff for them other people. But I got a little bird in my ear on yesterday. And I told that little bird I was going to drop it like it was hot today. A little bird told me on, what's today? Sunday? On Saturday. This Saturday coming up. No other than we're going to have a special guest. Mahogany Run will be back.
What? What? Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Now.
Well,
all of the Pacific has not been straightening out. You know, some scheduling issues have to be addressed.
Of course.
That person actually, Mahogany actually will be. Have already filled out the paperwork, the right paperwork to come back to work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he said we're going to get on a conference call and everything. But as far as right now, Mahogany Wood will be back on the scene on Saturday.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah to that, okay? Yeah. We knew she'd be back. We just didn't know when. That's all.
All right, that was my pastor telling me I'm going to church today.
Okay, he didn't know you in the parking lot, did he?
I ain't there yet. I pulled back and fucked my house. All right.
Oh? Oh, somebody was about to hit you. You got scared.
Okay. All right.
Like, hold up now. Let me do,
And they got some good stuff
coming on. I have my big face out here.
Okay. And they got some other good stuff coming on about Mahogany when Mahogany gets back, Mahogany could share all the other good news. But Mahogany was like, don't you dare, Roy, spoil it. But I had to spoil it because you know.
Oh. Well, honey, I would have seen that number pop up. Shout out. I would have been like, wait, ignore. Who is that? I don't know who that is. Ooh. Oh, ma'am.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am. So, yes.
I'd have had to call in twice or something, child. I'm like, yeah. Somebody done stole Mahogany phone, child.
Okay, so for all your Mahogany lovers, she will be back on Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. All right. Now, I have a question, Roger.
Yeah.
We had a, well, let me tell you about the story first, and then you can end. We can go to this question, because the question is really touchy to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A 50-year-old inmate, which who was on, he was in jail for murder.
Mm-hmm.
When he was 15, and he killed himself in a jail cell. Okay.
What? But, 15 years old.
Yes, he was 15 years old. He was facing life for murder.
You say 15?
15, yes.
Hmm.
Yes. This is my thing. I know children commit adult crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in an adult jail. But their minds are not, they think they're adults, but they're not adults. They're children. Okay? And this young man, mine, was not strong enough to be in a jail cell. That's why he killed himself.
But he was strong enough to pull a trigger to kill somebody else. Is that what they're saying? Because my question is, did he actually do it?
Again, he was in... He was awaiting trial. He had just went to jail. He was awaiting trial. So he was innocent until proven guilty. But
no, he was guilty until he was proven guilty. That was been
right,
the
pretty much.
But yeah, he was in there.
So
he
how
was
do
guilty.
You put a child with hardened criminals that hasn't even been tried as and you know, has been... has had their day in court. So when you put them behind that slammer, as a child, you already been convicted, you feel. You and there were hardened criminals. Like, when is it where you put a child where a child needs to be and not with adults, even though you did an adult crime?
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't been sentenced, so he hasn't had his day in court.
But, girl, there's still a process to that, to where it still should not have been that type of setup, though. Now, you know, I got a couple of questions, you know, to to further my statement, you know, because I feel like I already know, you know, at least an answer to one of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
A, was he in the city?
In New Orleans, okay. Yes.
Oh, New Orleans. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it further tells me that I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Was he black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. 15-year-old black teenager was accused of killing somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, my other question is, was the victim that he was accused of killing, was he black or she black?
Yes, he was.
Okay. He or she?
It was a he.
A he, okay. Did it go down as quote unquote gang related?
No. No, it didn't.
Mm. It did not. Okay. Now, see, that's a surprise to me because I would have assumed that it was, but I'm glad that's why I asked the question so I wouldn't have to assume. See.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, something happened and then this one person shot the other person and killed him.
Mm hmm.
Hmm. Now, I wish I knew more about what they said happened in that situation, you know, to further, you know, evaluate what I would actually think. But all in all, now, the way the justice system if it was any justice, should have actually worked where it has been done before, that a child that has committed an adult crime, at least is what they call an adult crime, while awaiting trial, they would not be in prison, eh? They would be in maybe a holding cell while awaiting trial. And the holding cell could be at one in two places. It could be either in their county jail cell, or it could be in their juvenile detention home.
Right.
While they're awaiting trial.
Exactly.
So until that child is committed, after, well, if they have convicted the person, to say the least, yeah, after he's been convicted, they would then basically put him in a juvenile detention center until he becomes an adult, to where they would then transfer him over to the adult prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a double-edged sword to this, girl, because to me it kind of does cut both ways. It really do. Because of the fact that, you know, when you get into these children that think they grown kind of thing, and they start doing all of these adult things, to me, that's just an example of when it all comes to a head.
Well, okay, I'm going to stop you with that, because that's where a lot of the comments were coming from, because they were saying, you know, if he wanted to be an adult and pull the trigger, then that's on him. And if he wanted to, you know, kill himself in jail, that was on him, because he tried to do an adult act. But when as adults, yes, children want to be act like an adult, but when as an adult we say, you know what, he's a child, and we have to deal with this situation, because I think if we start putting parents and guardians in jail behind something that their knuckleheads did, I guarantee you them knuckleheads ain't going to do that shit no more, that stuff no more, I'm sorry.
Now, see,
a child has a child's brain, and they might not care if their mama go to jail or their daddy go to jail or whoever go to jail. They might not even care, and they might not be able to do it. But
I'm gonna tell you like this also. Now, it would be easy to say to put the parents in jail, but coming from a parent that actually was a single parent myself. My mama was raising 8 children by herself for the most part, because my daddy, after them, she had up to me, you know, that's when she decided 3 years into it to actually leave my father, because it was an abusive relationship. It was not all the greatest relationship, but they were together for a long time. When she decided to become a single parent, she added on another one after that. Now, that's just her, but she did the best that she could to take care of all of her kids. And out of all 8 of her kids, only one of them went astray. And went and found himself always in the middle of things and always trying to do things that he should not have been doing against her wishes and everybody else telling his knucklehead ass, you know, to stay yourself out of other people's business. That should not be your business to be a part of. But being who he was, that's what caught his attention, and that's what he actually gravitated towards. It wasn't because of her not being a good parent to him or everybody else around him telling him he shouldn't be doing this kind of things. He just did it on his own because it's what he wanted to do. And in the process, now, he didn't kill nobody, but he did wind up going to prison for a long time of his life, you know, because he got caught selling drugs and everything that went along with that. It's like, to a certain extent, I can say, you know, the parents, yes, try to do a better job of raising your children and trying to keep them out of areas and situations of where they would be around that type of influence. But you as a parent can still only do so much. It's up to that child to start listening and trying to really grasp what it is that you're trying to tell them. Because the child is going to still do what they think that they want to do as long as you don't put a chokehold on them, you know what I'm saying? Or lock them completely your damn self. And sometimes it might take that to keep them out of the street, you know, or out of that environment. But when you're in certain situations yourself as that parent, you can see where it is, you know, that it's not just the parents doing at this point. Some of the parents, I can say yes, if some of the parents had a better hold of what they were doing and not bring it around the children, you know, then definitely y'all were the influence on that in some of these situations. But it's not always that cut and dry sometimes.
Right.
And this particular person's, you know, situation, if that was the case, you know, we don't know what kind of parents he had. We don't know how much of a listener he was when he was told to not do something, you know. But in the situation as it is, if he did what they said he did, then he did it. I'm like, it's so
okay.
The parent can take responsibility on that.
But my thing is, as long as your child is under the age of 17,
mm-hmm.
they're your responsibility. So
they are, yes.
How do we allow the justice system to raise our children? That's the problem I'm having, because he's 15. A 15-year-old, because I know, if I think back, when I was 15 a couple of years ago, shut up, Roger, a couple of years ago.
Okay. At this point, a decade ago, but you know what I'm saying.
I didn't do things that my parents would have agreed upon.
Mm.
My brothers didn't do things parents would agree upon. However, they were still responsible for them. Our parents were still responsible. So, regardless, like you said, it was 8 of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All 7 of y'all, mama shouldn't have had to do it, should have brought his behind in the house and wore him out 7 times, and then somebody should have did an extra one for mom. So,
and that's the thing. That's why I said that like I did, girl, because like I said, when you got all 7 of us plus mother telling this idiot not to do, but we still have things that we have going on, too. I still have school to go to every day. Did he go? No. I'm not going to sit up there and try to make sure he gets to school, because if I was making sure he got to school, I wouldn't have been in school. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to go to school first. He still had to go to, junior high school. And they left school after I did. I can't be there to say if you're going to be there or not. My other brothers and sisters, they had jobs and stuff and going off to work. It's like we all still had stuff to do. My mama, still being her mother, she still basically had to go and find out stuff that she can do, too, to make money come into that household. If
right.
It gets to a point where, like I said, it's like you know what it is that you are supposed to be doing and what you should be doing. But when you keep it in your mind to go out there and doing the complete opposite, at some point in time, it's like I feel like a child that always said this. Now, when it comes to being a person who's been around other people's kids, because I ain't never had none of my own, no. Ain't never had none of my own, but I always said I had a hand in raising other people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes down to it to where you think you know more than what I can actually show you, then it's time for you to be on your own. I can't continue to try to beat you into doing what you should do, because that, to me, is not working at this point. You're still out there in the street trying to run and rip and run and do whatever that you shouldn't be doing. So, feel like you that grown, at this point, it's time for you to be out there on your own and taking care of yourself and see how far it is that you're going to get doing what it is that you're doing. You don't want to listen to me telling you what not to do because of these kind of things happening, then you're going to have to experience it. To me, that's the way that world works. If you feel like
what
the person that's older than you is trying to tell you, you don't want to listen. You can be the person until they blew in the face. Yes, because that has happened to some people. But you can't make a person do right. You can't. And when
especially
it comes down to it.
Teenagers have, you know.
Exactly. Teenagers are very hard-headed people. Some of them do not take that much to listen. I didn't take that much to listen.
Right, but however, I think if you put the responsibility on the adult, because they are children, if you put the responsibility on an adult, I think an adult will take that extra step to do what they have to do. Open a boarding home for these kids, and make it not expensive. Make it a taxpayer expense. If I'm gonna pay taxes, I'd rather pay taxes to something that's gonna actually help these children instead of hurting them, and make it where it's it can teach them things that, you know, they need to learn. Not a detention center, not a jail. It's not for a child 15 years old. Yes, the child effed up, but I think it should be then becomes a parent expense to pay for this child to go to a boarding home or a special programs, and then they will step in and try to help their kids, because a lot of, and I blame, again, my generation, because we are more friends to our kids than we are parents to our kids. Our styles of clothing is very similar to our kids. I see my friends posting pictures with them and their daughter, and I'm like, damn, y'all look like sisters. Your daughter has so much makeup on. You have so much makeup on. Come on now, this child is nothing but 16, 17, 18 years old. Let them be a child. And don't get me wrong, I wore makeup at the age of 14. And so I don't see anything wrong with it. At the same time, in between time, I knew what I could do and what I couldn't do in my mother's household.
Uh-huh.
And don't get me wrong, I was rebellious. You know, I did at the age of 16 and 17. I would take my keys, and after I get off of work, I would go and hit the street. Now, I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I was very conscious person on what I wasn't going to, like my mama always said, don't go out there embarrassing me. I wasn't going to embarrass my mama outside of her household. But that was me. Every kid is not me, because some kids are going to rebel and do everything and anything that their parents tell them not to do, because they are children. However,
see, that's the thing, though. It's like at some point, you know, it becomes, you say it's always the parent's responsibility, but if there's a point to where this child, no matter what it is that this parent does not want to actually listen to this parent, it's like you get these kids that go out there and do this kind of stuff all the time, and it gets worse and worse and worse. Some kids, like yourself, like myself, even if we did go out, you know, and do what they didn't want us to do, they knew we wouldn't be out there just doing any and everything under the sun, because that's just not us. But for those kids that is, it's like, how much of the responsibility can you put on a parent? Because you can't force anybody to do anything the right way. And then when they try to take a lot of the power that you do have as a parent out by saying that you're going to go to jail if you actually spank your child. You're going to go to jail if you actually threaten your child in the public place. It's like they're taking that responsibility away. That's the only control that a parent actually has over a kid. It's like, but when it comes to a certain point, as that child, if that child gets to an age to where they realize that no matter what it is that happens, they're going to just do whatever the hell that they want to do, what point in time are they really responsible for whatever it is that they do? Because they're not listening to you as their parent. They're not following your example as their parent. So how much of a responsibility should you really have to take if they keep going off and doing that wayward stuff on their own accord because you keep telling them not to do it?
So when at what point do you stop parenting?
I say this. It depends on that child. To me, because like I said, I was never a child that, you know, that rebelled much against my mother, or because, you know, she was my only parent in the house. I was a child that basically stayed home and took care of the household. Now, my brothers, on the other hand, they didn't, you know, rebel for the most part against her. My sister didn't rebel against her, but they were not made to be as responsible for anything as I was, because I was that child that just did whatever I was told. They may not have did everything that they were told, but they basically were just, you know, hanging with their friends, going out and working and doing whatever it is that they wanted to do, but not on the level of being disrespectful or illegal kind of thing. The only one that had that was my baby brother. You know, but at a certain point, again, when you get to that point where you truly just don't want to listen to whatever it is that your parent is trying to tell you not to be doing, or anybody else around you, to me, then that would be that age that you would be, that you should be responsible for your own actions then. Because I feel like I should be responsible for whatever it is that I've instilled into that child. If I told my child, you know what, regardless of what's going on, you know what, you go out and you get yours by any means necessary kind of stuff. Because parents are like, some parents are like that, if you want to call them parents. Yes, we know some of these parents that, you know, have the hustles going on themselves and have the guns in the house and selling drugs out the house while the kids are there, doing everything under the sun. We've seen those kind of parents where we grew up, well, at least where I grew up, should I say. I've seen those kind of parents. And that's what those parents are teaching their kids because their kids are seeing that from them. But if you're that kind of parent that you may be in just an area where it might not be the most desirable area, but it's what you can afford to take care of your child, and you try to tell your child the best you can not to go out and be doing this foolishness because of what can happen, but that child just refused to listen to what you're telling them, to me it's at that point where it's out of your hands what it is that they do because they don't want to listen to what your wisdom is trying to tell them. And whatever age that is, be it 13, 15, 18, 21, whatever, they should be responsible for their own actions then because you've done as much as you can as a parent besides locking them up, like I said, in a house and making sure they can't go out nowhere or, you know, chaining them somewhere to keep them from doing stuff that they should not be doing. And it should not be that way to me. A child should listen to what their parent is telling them simply because that's their parent. They should be respectful of that. If you ain't telling them nothing out of the ordinary or something illegal or out of the way, they should be listening to you. They should pay attention to what you're telling them because there's always a reason as to why you're telling them this. Some kids just don't listen, and that's where you get to this kind of situation here. If you refuse to listen when people are trying to educate you on what not to do, you are taking your own responsibility at that point to me to say, well, you know what, whatever I choose to do, I'm going to do. That's what you're saying. And when you do that, you should be responsible for whatever it is that you do. Again, you ain't listening to the adult. An adult can't make you listen to them, like I said, without having to tie them down, which to the law, that's against the law also. You know what I'm saying? That would be considered kidnapping or something. But outside of that, until you beat them to death or something like that, you can go to jail for that. It's like your laws, the laws are there to protect the child from being physically made to do stuff by the parent. So in that instance, they're not listening to you. And if they don't listen to a certain point, then that's that it takes for them to go out and experience stuff on their own and be responsible for whatever it is that they do. It's like for the say when you said you were like that child, if you went out and did not really adhere to what your mother said by saying, "Not, don't embarrass me out there in them streets," and you basically went out there and started doing all of the things under the sun that you should not have been doing, your parent is telling you as best they can, and we know your mother and your father, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not them that's actually giving you that influence. But if you, being who you were, would have actually started doing that stuff at, you know, anyway, and would have wound up going to jail, and would have wound up or getting pregnant or something like that at a young age, who else's responsibility should that be? Because they've done their best to raise you to try to teach you not to do these things. But you decided, oh, well, I'm going to do it anyway. You know?
Right.
That's the way I feel about it. It's like, I feel like when you get to that age where you just truly don't want to listen to what they got to tell you, then you at that age are deciding, I'm going to be responsible for whatever it is that I do.
Well, I still put it on because you can't say a child has a mind to understand consequences and repercussions of things that they do. Some kids think, oh, I'm invincible. So to put that type of responsibility, if you will, on a child, I just think it's wrong. I think people should understand that if the Constitution says you're an adult at 18, then the justice system should abide by that. If you gave an age on what you consider an adult, how are you going to go to the justice system and try them as an adult? It's an oxymoron. Either you're going to do one or you're going to do the other. You can't pick and choose as judicial official to decide when is someone adult and when is someone a child. And yes, they might have done an adult crime, but that still don't make them an adult.
And see, yeah, that's why I said earlier, child, it's like when it comes down to that kind of thing, the justice way of doing it would not to be putting a child or a teenager in the prisons, and I say teenager, that's less than 18, that's so people will understand. Because, yes, 18 and 19 is still at some point teen, yes, but no. At 18, they're considered an adult. Some places it's 17. But before that point, that person is in the juvenile detention home where it's four children, basically, and teenagers. And that's what that should have been. It should not be a 15-year-old in an adult-sized jail or prison. That should not have been the case, especially before a trial has actually started. You know what I'm saying? Or a decision has actually been made. That should not be the case. I would say that definitely. But that child was in the situation because of what that child did.
Right.
And again, to put it on the parents, it's still the same. The situation is, okay, well, if your parent is going to actually take the fall for you for whatever it is that you did, then at what point does this child ever learn responsibility, you know? Because up until they're 18, they're going to do everything that they want to do, and the parent is getting in trouble for it. Then when are they going to really learn to say, you know what, then if I'm never responsible for what I do at this point, if I thought I was invincible at 13 and 14 and 15 and did all of what I did and my mama got in trouble for it, then I am invincible, essentially. That's what you're telling them. You know, they are not responsible for their actions, so they don't have to suffer, repercussions. That's what you're telling them.
Well, I think you should give the parents a repercussion. However, you make them move in a house with somebody that they don't want to live with.
That ain't going to do nothing, because if they didn't want to live with the parent and listen to the parent, what makes you think they're going to listen to wherever you put them?
Let them move in mine. I'm going to show you.
See, if you think you're going to do something other than what that parent did, girl, then yeah, they're going to show you too.
I ain't got no love for them. Mama got a little love for them. She ain't going to knock them out. I ain't got no love for you, lady. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Oopsie.
Oh,
my dear school of hard knocks.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do this last story because we only got, I think we got like, what, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 4 minutes, something like that. All right.
Yeah.
This lady is suing KFC for giving her only 8 pieces of chicken in her family fill-up bucket. But that ain't the kicker. She's suing for $20 million. Now, I don't eat chicken, so I don't know about this whole $20 fill-up bucket thing they got going on at KFC.
$20 bucket?
Yeah, it's a $20 fill-up bucket. And what it is, and reading from the article, it says that KFC fills up a bucket of chicken. It don't give you how many pieces are going to be in this fill-up bucket. But the bucket
mm-hmm.
is filled with a lot of chicken. Well, in this lady's fill-up bucket, because KFC never specifies how many pieces are going in this $20 fill-up bucket. It's supposed to fill up for a family.
Mm-hmm.
So she only got 8 pieces in her fill-up bucket. And it might have been 8 breasts or whatever. And that's probably what filled up her box. I don't know. But she is angry and upset, and she wants $20 million from KFC. Now, this heifer didn't say, I want another box of chicken. She said, I want at least 15 pieces in my $20 box. She said, I want at least 20 pieces in my $20 box. She said, I want $20
million. $20
million. She's suing for $20 million for a box of chicken.
Now, my question is, okay, what kind of lawyer does she have that actually says, you know what, I'm going to take this case on and I'm going to win this case? Girl, did she get somebody fresh out of school or something to be a lawyer?
Okay. Now, people say,
like, where did you find a lawyer to agree to even take that case on, for real?
Right. Like, I know people agree to sue anything. People will sue for the littlest thing.
The littlest thing. But my thing is, for chicken, right. A, that's the thing. First of all, and was the chicken, was the box even filled, if that's what you call it? was it, but the, Was the bucket filled at any point, no matter how big the pieces of the eight was it filled? You know what I'm saying? Did it fill up to the brim?
She said, but it was filled, but it was only eight pieces.
And so she basically suing them because it was eight pieces of chicken for the family, right?
Right,
then
right.
Then that's the question, girl. How many goddamn people in your family that you think they're trying to fill in that damn bucket? Eight pieces of chicken is not a little bit of chicken.
Well, okay,
now, if you're one of those people that can eat six pieces by your damn self, then that's not KFC fault. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, it ain't KFC fault if you got a whole trainload of them in your house.
Okay. My thing is, like, okay, it's a fill-up bucket, and the bucket was filled, like you said. So what is the problem? If you got eight pieces of chicken that filled up that bucket, that's some big-ass pieces of chicken, if you ask me. Cut the bitches in half.
But the thing is, and I think what she's trying to actually, and I think she's trying to do what they sued
Subway for that 11 inches instead of 12.
Yeah, and then when they sued Burger King for making that you'll get full off of this lunch deal or whatever, and people
want
to get full off of it, and they were also suing another. It was a buffet place that only allowed you to go up four times.
But all you can eat?
Yeah, but they only allowed you to go four times, so they're saying that wasn't all you can eat. So I guess
they call that the greedy clause.
Right. But so I understand why she is upset.
I don't.
Because it was going
I don't get it.
But she was advertised. I mean, they falsely advertised to her. In her mind.
They didn't, though. KFC did not falsely advertise that.
They said the bucket was filled.
And they did. They filled it with eight pieces of goddamn chicken. I don't understand the problem.
Because the commercial says, feed your family and your kids.
And you can, but eight pieces of goddamn chicken.
Well, she probably can't feed all her family and her kids with eight pieces of chicken.
That's her business. They said feed your family. They didn't say your entire family, okay?
Ooh, that loophole right there.
Every member of your family gets a piece of chicken. You get a chicken. You get a chicken. No, they just said feed your family and your kids. If your family and your kids, how many kids you got? They didn't say how many they're going to give you, you know?
Exactly.
You trying to be specific, bitch, but this was a general situation.
It's all about the wording of the whole thing. And
they worded it correctly. Feed your family and your kids. A bucket is filled up with chicken. And they did exactly that. They gave you eight pieces of chicken. That means at least eight people can get a piece of chicken. So that could be you, at least some of your kids. Okay.
I'm going to Oprah. You can have a chicken. You can have a chicken. That's what you said, right?
Okay. Well, and then Oprah gave everybody in her audience a chicken. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. That's all a part of the wording. But and they did just that. Like I said, girl, people will sue over any kind of foolishness. But on that note, join us next week when Miss Mahogany shall hopefully be returning like she said, y'all. Yes.
Yay.
Like all of each, follow us individually. I am Roger Love Bryant. Yes, I am. She is Miss Kia Walker. Yes, she is. And Miss Mahogany would, because you know she would. Till tomorrow, y'all. I'm until next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.